درس هشتم
Lesson 8 Defense Mechanisms Defense mechanisms are thought to safeguard the mind against feelings and thoughts that are too difficult for the conscious mind to cope with. In some instances, defense mechanisms are thought to keep inappropriate or unwanted thoughts and impulses from entering the conscious mind. In other words, defense mechanisms are one way of looking at how people distance themselves from a full awareness of unpleasant thoughts, feelings, and behaviors. For example, if you are faced with a particularly unpleasant task, your mind may choose to forget your responsibility in order to avoid the dreaded assignment. Psychologists have categorized defense mechanisms based upon how primitive they are. The more primitive a defense mechanism, the less effective it works for a person over the long term. However, more primitive defense mechanisms are usually very effective short term, and hence are favored by many people and children especially when such primitive defense mechanisms are first learned. Adults who don't learn better ways of coping with stress or traumatic events in their lives will often resort to such primitive defense mechanisms as well. Most defense mechanisms are fairly unconscious, that is, most of us don't realize we're using them in the moment. Some types of psychotherapy can help a person become aware of what defense mechanisms they are using, how effective they are, and how to use less primitive and more effective mechanisms in the future. The most important primitive defense mechanisms are as follows. 1. Denial. Denial is the refusal to accept reality or fact, acting as if a painful event, thought, or feeling that did not exist. It is considered one of the most primitive of the defense mechanisms because it is a characteristic of early childhood development. Many people use denial in their everyday lives to avoid dealing with painful feelings or areas of their life they don't wish to admit. 2. Regression. Regression is the reversion to an earlier stage of development in the face of unacceptable thoughts or impulses. 3. Acting out. Acting out is performing an extreme behavior in order to express thoughts or feelings. The person feels incapable of otherwise expressing. Instead of saying, "I'm angry with you," a person who acts out may instead throw a book at the person or punch a hole through a wall. When a person acts out, it can act as a pressure release and often helps the individual feel calmer and peaceful once again. 4. Dissociation. Dissociation is when a person loses track of time and or person and instead finds another representation of herself or himself in order to continue in the moment. A person who dissociates often loses track of time, usual thought processes, and memories. 5. Compartmentalization. Compartmentalization is a lesser form of dissociation, wherein parts of oneself are separated from awareness of other parts and behaving as if one had separate sets of values. 6. Projection. Projection is the misattribution of a person's undesired thoughts, feelings, or impulses onto another person who does not have those thoughts, feelings, or impulses. Projection is used specially when the thoughts are considered unacceptable for the person to express. 7. Reaction formation. Reaction formation is the converting of unwanted or dangerous thoughts, feelings, or impulses into their opposites. For instance, a woman who is very angry with her boss and would like to quit her job may instead be overly kind and generous toward her boss and express a desire to keep working there forever.